A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Germany, China, two headlines tell the story after the 20th Party Congress. Germany's Scholz confirms visit to China in November with business delegation. This is the Chancellor of Germany, a coalition government, looking for business in China after Xi Jinping made it clear he is now the authoritarian leader of a non-transparent state. At the same time, this headline, within these last hours, Germany finds compromise over Chinese Hamburg terminal deal. Germany's government agreed on a compromise that will allow a Chinese shipping group to take a reduced stake in the operator of a container terminal at the Hamburg port, following concerns the deal might pose a national security risk. I welcome my colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, the puzzle here is this is after the 20th Party Congress. Germany's making a compromise with China. What part of Xi Jinping, non-transparent dictator, did Germany not see? Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. And Germany's obviously learned nothing. When we look at the results of the 20th National Congress in Beijing, everyone realizes that China's going in all the wrong directions. There is now very little hope, and people in the region and even the United States are starting to prepare for war.
We welcome Rebecca Kofler, a former DIA intelligence officer. She's the author most recently of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Rebecca, I call upon your expertise with Russia. And the question here is, Germany had established for many decades boasting of Ostpolitik. The idea was that Berlin and Moscow were working together for the development of both countries. Germany got energy, plenty of energy, natural gas. Germany had the one pipeline, Nord Stream 1, and built the second, Nord Stream 2. And it was moments away from turning it on and continuing its Ostpolitik. Then Putin invades Ukraine, the whole world changes, NATO rearms, and Germany's Ostpolitik is momentarily a question mark. Can't go forward with it. It doesn't look good. So now Germany's going to Beijing. The puzzle here is this the new Ostpolitik? And what about the relationship between Moscow and Beijing? Does that in any fashion represent a considerable roadblock to Germany developing its Chinese relation, given that Moscow is in between these two with a sinister intent? Good evening to you, Rebecca.
Good evening, John. Yes, Germany is making yet another strategic mistake, and it reveals that it has learned nothing from its experience with Russia, despite the fact that we had every possible indication and warning of Putin's plans to reintegrate the former Soviet space, including Ukraine, back under Russia's control, to divide NATO. Germany continued its dependence on Russian energy and continued cozying up with Putin. And now they're making another completely ridiculous and nonsensical step of cozying up to China.
Gordon, your measure of Scholz going to Beijing after the 20th Party Congress, is this ignoring what we saw on camera and learned from the appointment of the Standing Committee that these are like bodyguards around Xi Jinping, a man who's going to turn 70 years old and wants to live out his life as the dictator of China? Does Germany not see that, Gordon? Does it not make a difference to Germany?
Of course, Germany has seen this. The whole world could not avoid seeing this. But the German business community is absolutely determined to do business in China. And many German companies have done well, such as Volkswagen. And they do see their future in China. So regardless of anything the world saw this past week, Germany is all in on China.
But here's the puzzle, Gordon, and I go along with what you say. IP, intellectual property. The theft is China's business model. And Germany not only must have suffered at the hands of the Chinese thieves, but this deal in Hamburg port, they're inviting in the thieves. They're making a compromise, despite the fact that there are voices in Germany saying this is a national security risk. This is a puzzle, Gordon. What can Germany possibly get from allowing its IP to be stolen?
Short-term profits, John. I believe that this decision is incomprehensible and it's morally wrong. But, you know, that's the way the German business community thinks. And that shows you how powerful it is in Berlin.
You have a question for Rebecca, Gordon.
Rebecca, if we put aside our concerns about strategic initiatives, if we put aside our concerns about the morality of Germany doing business with China, it would seem to have been much smarter for Chancellor Scholz to have deferred the decision on the Hamburg port until they were actually in China and they could use that as leverage over the Chinese. I suppose Scholz believes that you have to create this favorable business environment beforehand. But we've tried that. We've Americans tried that. Others have tried it. It doesn't work. The Chinese just pocket the concession and then ask for more. Your comments on Scholz's relations with China?
Well, that assumes, Gordon, that Germany's leadership has a common business sense and is acting rationally. But they are not. We have every possible evidence that China has always stolen intellectual property. It has always used, you know, covert supply networks to acquire various technologies, you know, including from Russia in order to reverse engineer it. And for Germany, that has the privilege of being shared U.S. intelligence with them, it is incomprehensible that they wouldn't take that simple fact into consideration.
The relationship between Beijing and Moscow, Rebecca, it's a mystery. Moscow has failed at the battlefield. It's failed internationally. It's lost all of its strength in a few short months with the sanctions that will damage the economy, we're told, all the way to the middle of this century, if not longer. China sees this. How do you measure this so-called partnership between Beijing and Moscow? Is Moscow concerned that it will be elbowed out?
So Moscow and Beijing partnership, the so-called no-limit partnership that Putin and Xi announced in the run-up to the so-called special operation, i.e. Putin's war on Ukraine, it is only strengthening. And here's why, John, you're correct that Putin has all but lost the conventional phase of this war. And he has severed the relationship with the Western world, possibly permanently. That's how he thinks. And he's pivoting towards Asia and specifically towards China. And during this time, he is prioritizing his relationship because he believes that whatever concerns, the security concerns that Moscow has with China, having a long border and viewing them as security threat number two, he's putting them aside because together he believes with China, Russia and China can challenge U.S. armed forces and force projection in our ability to fight the two theater war that we are supposed to be able to according to our doctrine.
Rebecca Kofler is a former DIA intelligence officer. She's the author most recently of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. it's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.